Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. So, with the holidays just around the corner, we thought we'd dig into something I think we've all been feeling lately,
Yeah, definitely.
trying to find that balance, between family time and this world that's obsessed with screens. And by the end of this deep
When
dive,
you're ready.
you'll have a much better grasp on not just why a digital detox is so important, especially now, but how to actually make it happen
Yeah.
for real this time.
It's interesting, this whole technology versus family time thing. It's not exactly new, is it?
Right.
But the research that's coming out now, it's really giving us a much clearer picture of what's at stake, especially, like you said, with the holidays coming up.
Right. It's like the holidays have this way of magnifying everything, the joy, the stress, and yeah, definitely the screen time, which is exactly why we're doing this deep dive on the benefits of a digital detox. We've got research here from the Cleveland Clinic, Dana Behavioral Health, even a fascinating study published in Behavioral Sciences. All looking at the impact of screens and what happens when you actually step away.
And we're not just talking about putting your phone down for an hour here. This is about understanding the why behind it all. Like, how does too much screen time actually affect us? Our mental health, sleep, even our productivity. We need to get into that.
Let's unpack it. I mean, social media is usually the first to get blamed, right?
Yeah.
But what does the research actually say? What's the science behind it?
Well, it's not just what you're seeing on social media, right? It's the constant comparing. The Cleveland Clinic, they found that teenagers who limited their social media to just 30 minutes a day, they had a noticeable decrease in anxiety and even depressive symptoms compared to those who didn't, obviously. And when you think about how picture perfect everything on social media tries to be,
Oh, tell me about it.
it makes sense, right?
Comparing your blooper reel to everyone else's highlight reel.
Exactly.
And speaking of things that can mess you up, let's talk about sleep for a second. I mean, we all know staring at screens before bed is a terrible idea.
The worst.
But what's the research say about why?
Well, it's actually more than just feeling a little groggy the next day. There was a study in behavioral sciences. They found that even just 1 hour of late night screen time can reduce your melatonin production, that's the sleep hormone, by the way, by like 20%,
Wow.
which throws your whole sleep cycle out of whack.
So you're not just scrolling through TikTok, you're literally scrolling your sleep away.
Exactly. And it gets even deeper than that. Dana Behavioral Health, they've been doing some really interesting work on how being constantly connected puts us in this state of, get this, hypervigilance.
Hypervigilance. Okay, that sounds a little intense.
It is. It essentially means your brain is stuck on always waiting for that next notification, that next ping, never a chance to really chill out and focus.
Oh, wow. I see where you're going with this.
And that takes a toll on our mental energy, on our ability to really be present.
Makes total sense. Our brains are just stuck in this constant state of on, which, let's be honest, is exhausting.
It really is. And it goes beyond just our mood. Dana Behavioral Health, they also found that this always on thing actually makes it harder to focus and be productive. Like our brains get so used to doing a million things at once, they forget how to just settle in and do one thing well.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? We think we're being more productive by always being connected,
Yeah.
but really,
It's actually the opposite.
totally.
Yeah, the research suggests that stepping away, even for a bit, can really boost our productivity and our creativity too.
So we've talked about all the downsides. Too much screen time, not enough sleep, all that. But what do we do about it?
Well, that's where the idea of a digital detox comes in. And then
Yeah.
the good news is, even small changes can make a big difference.
We don't have to like throw our phones away and live in the woods.
No, not at all. It's about finding what works for you. For you and your family. Remember that student from the Cleveland Clinic study?
The one who took a break from Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just stepping away from that while you were studying helped a ton. Less stress, way more
Like
focused.
hitting the reset button.
Yes, giving yourself permission to disconnect and really be present.
I like it.
And when we're talking about family time, especially around the holidays, one of the best things you can do is create some tech-free zones.
Like the dinner table.
There you go.
I'm so guilty of scrolling during dinner sometimes.
Oh, we've all been there.
But I can feel it, that disconnect.
It's so real. And Dana Behavioral Health actually found that families who don't use tech at mealtimes, they feel more connected, more engaged with each other. It just opens up space for those little conversations, those shared moments that we might miss otherwise.
Makes you think about what we could be missing. It's about being intentional,
Right.
reclaiming those moments. But okay, what about replacing screen time? What else is there to do, especially the holidays coming up? It feels like that's prime time for the whole screen time struggle.
You're not wrong. But think about it. This time of year, it's all about those classic traditions, right?
Stuff that brings everyone together.
Exactly. Decorating the tree, baking, board games.
You know, in our episode highlights, we actually had some good board game suggestions. Cooperative ones, where you work together as a team. Pandemic, Ticket to Ride.
Those are great. They make you talk to each other, come up with a plan, and they're fun. It's a win-win.
Totally. And sometimes it's as simple as putting the phones down, turning the TV off, and just talking.
It sounds so basic, right?
It does.
But in this world where everyone wants our attention all the time, giving someone your full attention without distractions, that's huge.
It's the best gift, especially during the holidays when we're with family. Those are the memories that stick with you way more than anything on Instagram.
Exactly. Actually, experiencing the moment is so much better than trying to get the perfect picture of it.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know what's a big part of that? Setting a good example. It's easy to tell our kids to put their devices away.
Yeah.
Are we doing the same?
Such a good point. Both the Cleveland Clinic and Dana Behavioral Health, they say that parents being good role models with technology, it's crucial. Kids pick up on everything. If they see us doing it, they're way more likely to do it too.
It's not about being anti-technology. It's about creating those boundaries, being intentional, especially when connection really matters. And when does it matter more than the holidays?
What it really is, especially during the holidays, right? It's about getting back to those traditions, the things that actually bring us together.
It's true.
Whether it's that tech-free dinner, reading stories out loud, or just hanging out without the screens.
And you know what I've noticed? When you actually do unplug, even a little,
Yeah.
it's like that connection, it just happens.
It does.
We forget how good it feels to just be with each other. No pressure to post about it, no distractions.
It's like rediscovering how to just be present.
Yes.
And there's research on this too, you know, even short breaks, like a weekend away from all the tech stuff.
Oh, I believe it.
It really helps. People feel happier, less stressed, and their relationships actually get better.
Hitting the refresh button on everything.
I love that.
So, as we're wrapping up this deep dive on screens and family time, what's the one thing you hope people really take away from this?
You know what? It really boils down to this. Small changes, they can make a huge difference. You don't have to go crazy and toss your phone in a lake or anything.
Some people might need to, though.
Maybe. But start small.
Yeah.
Tech-free dinners, maybe no phones in the living room rule. Just try things out and see what works for your family.
I like that. It's about making those little choices that put connection and well-being first, especially with the holidays right around the corner.
Exactly. And be kind to yourselves. It takes time to figure this stuff out. Such a good point. Well, as you're with family this holiday season, I hope you all take some time to put those devices down, look up from the screens, and just enjoy.
Those are the moments that really matter, the ones you'll remember.
So well said. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.